This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In a recent visit, we saw how God promised before the beginning of time that He would provide a hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ, His Son. This promise, repeated throughout the Old Testament, started when God said to Satan in Genesis 3:15, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." From then on, Satan tried to strike down this promise. At times, it looked like the seed of the woman would be decimated, but God intervened miraculously. The promise was clarified and amplified over the years. In Deuteronomy 18:18, God told Moses, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command you." Isaiah 7:14 promises one would be miraculously born by a virgin, and in Isaiah 9:6, this child would be a son given by God. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Micah 5:2 declares, "You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you were small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Each promise amplified details of what God was going to do at the time He appointed for the Messiah's arrival. We can look back historically and see that God kept His word. Praise His holy name.